Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom served with a side of real talk. Ever feel like the world's got this whole negativity bias thing going on? Like, bad news travels faster than good vibes. Well, today we're flipping that script. We're diving into the power of focusing on the good in everyone and everything. It's not about being naive or ignoring the tough stuff, it's about choosing to see the silver lining, even when things get rough. And trust me, my friends, this ain't just some fluffy feel-good mantra. It's a game-changer for your mental clarity, your confidence, and honestly, your entire outlook on life. Now, I know what you're thinking, easier said than done, right? The news is full of doom and gloom. Social media can be a highlight reel of everyone else's perfect lives, and sometimes, well, people just suck. But hear me out. Focusing on the good isn't about ignoring reality, it's about choosing where you direct your attention. It's like training your mind to be a positivity magnet, attracting more good vibes into your life. Think of it like this. You can spend your energy getting caught up in the drama or choose to focus on the people who lift you up, the moments that bring you joy, and the little things that make life beautiful. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on this journey of intentional positivity. First, practice gratitude. Seriously, take a moment each day to appreciate the good stuff. It could be something as simple as a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or a kind gesture from a stranger. When you actively focus on what you're thankful for, your perspective shifts. You start seeing the abundance in your life instead of dwelling on what's missing. Second, cultivate kindness. This one's a 2-for-1 deal. It makes the world a better place, and it boosts your own happiness levels. Find ways to show kindness to others: a smile, a helping hand, a listening ear. You don't need grand gestures. Even small acts of kindness can have a ripple effect. Remember that golden rule. Treat others how you want to be treated. It's not just about being nice. It's about recognizing the shared humanity we all possess. Third, choose your company wisely. You know those friends who always drag you down with their negativity? Yeah, maybe it's time to spend less time with them and more time with people who uplift and inspire you. Surround yourself with positive energy, those folks who make you laugh, who support your dreams, and who celebrate your victories. Fourth, practice self-compassion. We're all human, meaning we make mistakes, have bad days, and sometimes even screw up royally. The key is to treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. Forgive yourself for your shortcomings, learn from them, and move on. Remember, you're doing the best you can, and that's enough. And finally, focus on what you can control. We can't control everything in life: traffic jams, annoying neighbors, unexpected curveballs, but we can control our reactions to those things. Choose to respond with grace, patience, and understanding instead of letting anger or frustration take over. Remember, your mindset is a powerful tool. Use it wisely. Think about that time you were having a rough day. Maybe you spilled coffee on yourself, got stuck in traffic, or had a disagreement with a loved one. You know that feeling, right? That sinking feeling that wants to drag you down into a spiral of negativity. Now imagine this. Instead of focusing on the mishap, you chose to see the silver lining. You realize it was just a little coffee stain, not the end of the world. You used the traffic jam as an opportunity to catch up on your favorite podcast. You took a deep breath and reminded yourself that disagreements are normal in any relationship. By shifting your focus, you transform the potentially negative experience into something manageable, even positive. The truth is, life's a roller coaster. There will be ups and downs, good days and bad. But by choosing to focus on the good, we can create a more fulfilling, joyful experience for ourselves and those around us. It's not about ignoring the darkness, it's about letting our light shine brighter. So, my friends, here's your call to action. Start small. Practice gratitude each morning. Make a conscious effort to be kind to others, and choose your company wisely. Remember, you have the power to change your perspective, one good thought at a time. And who knows, maybe you'll even inspire someone else along the way. Until next time, keep shining brightly.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.